Welcome to the Talk to Talk Club podcast, where I talk about anything and everything. So I was sitting here thinking to myself, how can we avoid ending up in the same predicament as last year? The first thing that came to mind was stop mixing science with politics. Because when you do, you end up making nonsensical statements like a woman can be a man. And remember, these are professionals that spend years getting their degree who know the human body more than any of us, trying to convince us of something that's not true because they're getting funded by a certain political party. That's like me trying to convince you that a pigeon could be a doorknob or Hitler wasn't racist. It's stupidity. And in the great words of Judge Judy, if it doesn't make sense, it's nonsense. Like liberals think it's okay for trans women to compete against real women, then get upset when the trans women start dominating the competition. Like, what did you expect to happen? If I were to challenge an infant to a boxing match, nobody would be expecting that infant to win. Why? Because there's a clear biological disadvantage between the both of us. So why do we take a different approach when it comes to trans women competing against real women? And trust me, if they spent the day in a real woman's shoes, they would never want to be one. From cramps to heat flashes, random mood swings, consistent body fluctuation, not to mention pushing another human being out of your private part. Like, when you really think about it, real women go through more transitionings than any transsexual ever could. So this year, let's stop pretending there's a comparison, because when you do, you end up making a mockery of what it is to be a woman. Secondly, we need to recognize we have too many pedophiles in positions of power. If you don't believe me, just take a look at Jeffrey Epstein's list. When you look at all the names, you realize there's more sexual predators on there than all the Disney theme parks put together. Does having a lot of money somehow make you crave child booty or turn into a sexual deviant like P. Diddy? Personally, I don't get it, but I'm not rich, nor do I work for Balenciaga. These types of companies signing bonuses probably come with a four-year-old holding a million-dollar check to which both they can take home. And some of you may be thinking, how do we know for a fact this world is run by pedophiles and this is not some kind of conspiracy theory? Well, when Balenciaga was making gimp suit teddy bears with children holding them around beer bottles, drawings of Satan, and hidden articles of pedophiles in their photos, the people with power went silent. And then the movie Sounds of Freedom comes out, exposing child trafficking, and suddenly, everybody has something to say about this movie. They even had the audacity to call it a conspiracy. Imagine that. I guess Epstein's Island isn't real. The video of R. Kelly peeing on that kid was AI animated. And any other case that is well documented by the FBI are make-believe stories. Not only should we hold these people accountable, but remove them from the positions they're currently in. Lastly, we need to stop letting our government treat us like those family members we give money to, but never pay us back. You know, the ones that come up with every excuse in the world why they don't have the funds, like their penis got caught in a rat trap, so they had to use the money towards medical bills, or they got robbed by a transgender paraplegic prostitute during a sexual transaction. Then when you see them, they have a new watch, new clothes, pretty much everything except but the money they owe you. Well, that's our government. We pay taxes and the government swears it's going to good use. Then you see them spend $4 billion on a war that has nothing to do with us, $2 billion on satellites they send into space never to be seen again, and then when the citizens ask them for funding, they come up with every excuse in the world why they can't, like inflation, racism, global warming, and anything else they can pull out of thin air. Maybe I'm missing something, but how is global warming stopping you from paying teachers more? Is the sun somewhere burning up the Federal Reserves? Is the U.S. Treasury Department on fire? Is racism stopping our government officials from depositing cash that's going to help underserved communities? Like, let's be real. Have you ever went into a bank and they not accept your money because your eyes were squinty and you smell like orange chicken? Probably not. Banks don't care about your ethnicity because the only color they see is green. See, the government comes up with these excuses as a ploy to distract us from holding them accountable for misusing our money. This year, we need to be wise and stick together and make sure the people in power don't get away with the same corruption as last year. It doesn't matter who they are or what they do, everyone should be held to the same standard because no one's exempt from scrutiny or correction. And if you like what you heard today, share it with somebody in hopes they will like it too. As always, like, subscribe, leave comments on new topics you want me to cover. Once again, it's the Talk the Talk Club podcast, and I'll see you next time.